Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An incoming Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19 only days before being sworn into office. A spokesman for 41-year-old Luke Ledlow of Louisiana confirmed the congressman-elect's death at a Shreveport hospital. The state's newest congressman was admitted to the hospital 11 days ago after testing positive for the coronavirus. He is survived by his wife and two children. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 upon taking office next month, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days on the job. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short and needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of this month. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated in the city of Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious and previously identified strains of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving to the United States from Britain, requiring they show a proof of negative COVID-19 test. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could begin arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans by Wednesday. Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as Tuesday evening and will continue arriving into next week. The government will begin mailing out paper checks on Wednesday for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are said to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday blocked a vote on increasing the payments in the COVID relief package to $2,000. McConnell is tying the increase in payments to President Donald Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demand for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace the $600 stipends called for in the legislation Trump signed late Sunday. Trump is also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts that the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. Turkey received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines from China's Sinovac early Wednesday, almost a week after Ankara said the vaccine was safe and effective based on interim phase 3 trial results. Turkey's health minister said on Twitter that authorities would test the vaccines, a process that would take 14 days, and inoculations will follow. Turkey plans to first administer the vaccine to health workers and those over 65 years of age. Rescue teams searched overnight after a strong earthquake in central Croatia killed at least 7 people and injured more than 20 others and destroyed buildings. The prime minister said late Tuesday officials expect the death toll to rise. Tuesday's magnitude 6.4 earthquake came a day after a magnitude 5.2 quake struck the same area. Many people spent Tuesday night outside, fearful of another earthquake striking the already battered structures. And British lawmakers will vote on a Brexit deal on Wednesday. The accord preserves Britain's zero tariff and zero quota access to the European Union's 450 million consumers, preventing the chaotic split businesses had feared. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.